A red letter N unfolds into a spectrum of colors.
The Nine Story Media Group and Brownback Films logos appear. The following is an animated program. Words appear. Netflix presents. In a cottage, a candle burns. A young girl plays with a sheep from a nativity scene. A woman takes it from her and sets it back in place. Words appear. Limerick, Ireland, 1913.
Where are we going?
Come on, Angela.
The hill mind the sheep.
The woman leaves. Angela takes the sheep and follows her outside. Holding a baby, the woman stands with a man and two other children. Angela hurries to catch up with them. At a dock, Angela plays with the sheep. She looks up at the man.
Dada, do you want to hear my song?
He crouches and hugs her.
Goodbye, Angela.
Dada.
The man makes his way toward a ship. The woman approaches Angela.
Say goodbye to your dad.
The woman lifts her up onto her shoulder. People around her wave at the departing ship. Angela looks up at her father on the deck of the ship and waves. The ship disappears behind a thick cloud of steam. In a church, the woman lights a candle as Angela stands before a nativity scene. Words appear. Christmas Eve.
Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come.
2 years later.
Oh, there's something else, baby Jesus. Oh, Mr. McGinty's having a baby cow. Well, Mr. McGinty isn't having a baby cow. His cow was having a baby cow. Mum says he's a little bit worried, as he can't be affording to get a cow doctor with Christmas and all. Maybe you could have a word with himself upstairs to make sure everything's okay. You would? Thank you, baby Jesus. Do you want to hear my big news? Mam is getting me a big Christmas surprise!
Angela.
Sorry. Now, between me and you, I reckon it could be the doll from Harshigan's Toy Shop!
Angela.
Oh, she's the most beautiful doll, baby Jesus. Golden hair, eyes as green as the Shannon, and she's as cute as you.
Angela, look at your hair. It's a knot of tangles. You're washing it today.
Mam has been in a woeful odd mood the last few days, all cleaning and scrubbing and
fussing.
See you later, baby Jesus. Goodbye, Joseph. Goodbye, Mary. Goodbye, sheep. Goodbye, donkey.
A boy fixes his hair.
Washed.
Angela and two older boys, one of whom carries a baby, follow the woman out of the church onto a snow-covered street outside. In the sky above the church, the title, Angela's Christmas Wish, appears. The woman and the children make their way down the street toward a store. Angela stares at a blonde-haired, green-eyed doll in the window.
Yeah, very nice.
Maybe Mam will get you some mittens.
Angela spots a pile of mittens at the doll's feet. Outside the cottage, the woman and her children.
Go on in. I just need to have a quick word with Mrs. Blake.
Angela eavesdrops.
What is your say? I heard about the big surprise.
The big Christmas surprise!
Her mother and Mrs. Blake see her.
She'd be so excited.
She's going to be over the moon.
Quick, pretend we're playing a game.
Well, if the princess demands it.
Don't listen to that fool.
Was that a nosy little pigtail I saw swishing back away inside the house?
No.
No?
Maybe.
Why am I always the fool?
Who do you want to be, Pat?
Not the princess.
Little Aggie could be the princess.
Hello, I'm Aggie, the princess.
Mother, Mary of Joseph, I can't hear myself think.
My queen! The princess demands a story!
The woman turns to the oldest boy.
Go and tidy your room.
Go on.
Come on. The queen's in a bad mood.
Again.
Pat!
It's Christmas Eve.
You'll all be getting something nice. Now go on, clean your room.
Clean, clean, clean.
The children go upstairs. The woman takes a cow from the nativity scene.
Wait. There's always time for a story. Come on, sit.
Story!
The children sit at the table.
Ready? Once upon a time, in a faraway land.
Australia?
Once upon a time in Australia, there was a big fat king and a skinny little pauper. One day, the king and the pauper bumped into a magic genie. Well, the genie was in a fantastic mood, so he offered them both one wish each.
One wish each?
Of course, the king loudly shouted, I wish, I wish, I wish for all the gold in the world. Now it was the pauper's turn to make his wish. The pauper walked into a corner and turned away from the king and the genie. He shut his eyes. I wish, I wish, I wish.
What did the pauper wish for?
Years later, the king and pauper met again. Well, wasn't the king now driven demented with the gold? It was in his socks, his boots, under his pillow. But the pauper, well, the pauper was just the happiest man alive. The king was desperate to know, what in the name of God did the pauper wish for? The king pleaded and pleaded, tell me your wish, tell me your wish, tell me your wish. The pauper smiled. All right, says he. I'll tell you. I wished.
What did he wish for?
Go on, clean your room and I'll tell you.
Mom!
Come on, go. We have to get this house ship shape.
In a bedroom upstairs, Pat and the others.
He was the happiest man alive. Maybe he wished for, maybe it was.
Tom, do you think Mam's all right? She's been acting funny for days, all rushing and fussing.
It's the same every year. Mam misses Dad. Christmas, New Year, your birthday. With Dad away working, it's hard on her.
Angela leaves the room, goes halfway downstairs, then watches her mother through the railing. Her mother puts away dishes. Angela spots a framed photo of her father on a cabinet. Her mother leaves. Angela runs downstairs, grabs the photo, then heads back upstairs. She, Tom, Pat, and Aggie sit on the bed, looking at the photo.
You go first. Aww. I'm singing him my song. Your turn. What do you miss?
The way he smelled like horses.
No, like the saddles do. Warm and leathery. What do you miss?
His laugh. The one he had when he played with us.
And Mam? What do you think Mam misses?
Aggie chews on the picture frame.
She told me once she missed...
Aggie's eating Dad! Oh, careful, Aggie. And do you miss Dada?
Man.
Dada?
Man.
Tom?
Yes, ma'am?
Come down and help me with the coal.
Tom leaves. Angela stares at the photo.
Ma'am misses Da. Pat misses Da. Tom misses Da. I miss Da.
I know what we do!
In the yard, Tom looks down at Pat and Angela, who dig in the dirt.
We're digging to Australia to get Dad home for Christmas.
Don't tell Mam. You know how long that would take?
You'd be years.
Their mother comes outside.
What are you doing to my yard?
Nothing.
Bring your messing somewhere else.
Aww.
Their mother and Tom go inside. In Mrs. Blake's yard, Pat and Angela dig. Mrs. Blake comes outside.
What?
Run!
They run through a gate in the fence, down an alley, then bump into their mother.
What are you two up to?
Nothing. Can we go look at the shops?
Go on. Get you away from under my feet. And don't be late.
We won't.
I mean it. Be back here for 5 o'clock sharp.
We will.
Getting away from it. I know where you live. Don't forget.
Mrs. Blake hands the mother a hand spade, then leaves.
Who's good at digging holes? That fella from the church. He's always digging holes in the field behind St. Joseph's. Or Jack White's dog. How far did we dig?
About one boot.
Maybe Tom was right. It would take years to dig to Australia, even with Frankie and Jack White's dog. We'd never get Dad home for Christmas.
If we aren't digging down, how do we know which way to go?
We need to go look at the map.
They run past the store. Angela waves at the doll.
Hello, Christmas surprise! I can't wait for you to meet my dad! Ah!
In the town square.
A toffee apple?
A toffee apple the size of me head. That's what you think the pauper wished for.
Well, they make me happy. Is that what you would wish for?
I would wish for the elephant in Timmy Quinn's picture book.
Now, would this elephant be living in Limerick?
Didn't look like he was, no.
Because no one would be keeping an elephant in Limerick. Sure, she would be freezing. You'd have to put a coat, hat and mittens on her.
What do you think Aggie would wish for?
Lots and lots of snuggles.
Tom?
A coat.
Mom?
Dad!
What would Dad wish for?
To be home with us. We really need that map.
In a library, Pat and Angela enter. A librarian at a desk turns to them.
You two, you know the rules.
They're clean. Honest.
Hands.
Angela and Pat show her their filthy hands. She raises her eyebrows at them. Outside, Angela and Pat wash their hands with snow. Then go back inside and show the librarian their hands.
Fine. Remember. Shh.
Angela and Pat look up at a map of the world on a wall.
On the postcards Dad sends, Australia looks like an upside down dog.
They scan the map until they spot Australia. They flip through an atlas.
Ireland. Where's Limerick? Around here. And Australia. Wait, go back. There. What bit is that in?
Grong.
Woo-loo, woo-loo. Pat, shush. It's near.
Really?
Only four pages. We could get a train to Australia and be there in an hour.
We'll have it for tea.
Wait, let me say woo-loo, woo-loo again. Stop your messing.
You're messing.
Pat,
give me the
give
book.
Give me the book.
They drop the book on the floor. They turn to the other people in the library, who all stare at them. They run off. Angela returns and sets the book back on a table.
I'll just put this back.
She leaves. Outside on the street, Pat and Angela.
I don't know why you have to be quiet in libraries anyway. You should be allowed to read out loud. Then everyone could hear the stories. Even the people who can't read. Oh, Mr. McGinty! Mr. McGinty!
A grey-haired man.
Mam said you're having a cow. Will it be a holy baby Christmas cow?
Holy baby. Mammy cow is a bit slow on it.
Slow? Will she be all right?
God willing. I was just in having a word with himself, you know?
Oh, I do.
What are you naming the baby cow?
Naming? Sure. Where would you be at all?
Socks. We will call him Socks.
Socks the calf it is, Angela. Socks the calf it is.
Mam says there's no money for the vet. Pat Sheehan! I'm sorry, Mr. McGinty. Pat still has to learn you hold your tongue to hold your friends.
You're grand. Your ma is right, as always. I don't have two kinds to rub together. And for the money that vet charges, you could buy 3 cows. Well, I better be getting back to check on her.
Tell Socks we'll call him when we get back.
I let Socks know to expect you. Socks for Christmas.
Angela and Pat run down the street toward an accordion player.
I would recognize those little footsteps anywhere.
Hello.
Hello.
And what are you two doing out and about on this Christmas Eve?
We're on a secret mission.
And would this secret mission be too secret to tell little old me? Thanking you kindly.
We're going to get our dad back from Australia as a Christmas surprise for Mam. We're going on the train.
To Australia? And thanks to you, kind person. Two tickets to Australia.
Tickets? How much is a ticket to Australia?
Oh, that would cost a lot, Master Pat. All the money in the world. Thank you!
Angela stares at coins in the accordion player's case.
Come on, I have a plan. Merry Christmas!
And a Merry Christmas to you.
No way, Angela. We need the money for the ticket.
Why don't we...
No, Pat. I have a good mind to send you right home and go win on my own.
Grand. On you go.
Right so. Scaredy cat.
Yeah, I'm not a scaredy cat.
Angela enters a pub. Pat waits outside. Inside, 9 men stare at Angela.
Is that the girl that took the baby Jesus?
She raises a finger, then reaches for a hat on a table. One of the men hands it to her. The men stare at her. She sets it on the floor, then begins to dance.
Can you hear the bells? Christmas time is here. Joy, goodwill, and cheer. I love Christmas time. Playing in the snow, stocking on the wall. Tinsel on the tree, good will too.
The men turn away from her. She looks into the empty hat, picks it up, then sets it back on the table. Pat enters.
Day has come, now I must leave. Duty calls for me. When I return, we will join as one. Together, you and me. Until then, don't ask why. Please, don't you cry. Keep a place in your heart for me. I'll be home soon. Keep a place in your heart for me, my love. year has passed since I left home. It gets worse day by day. I wish I could leave this place. Duty makes me stay. Your love keeps me strong as the fighting rages on.
One of the men's eyes fill with tears.
Keep a place in your heart for me. I'll be home soon. Keep a place in your heart for me. My love. My love.
An elderly man wipes the tear from his eyes.
Dig deep, boys. Dig deep.
Angela and Pat leave with money.
We're getting a ticket. We're getting a train. We're getting da.
They bump into Mrs. Blake.
Oh, holy mother of Mary. If you're not digging holes, you're running into me.
Sorry, Mrs. Blake.
What are you two up to?
We're getting a surprise for Mam.
A surprise, is it?
Tis.
Seems to be a day for surprises.
Oh, Mrs. Blake! Did you hear any news about socks? I mean, Mr. McGinty's calf?
Not good, Angela. Not good. That man needs to be getting the vet. That's all I'll say.
Don't be late home!
We have to help socks.
We don't even know where the vet lives.
Angela raises her index fingers, then turns and runs off.
Oh.
They return to the pub. Angela opens the door.
Hurry up.
If any of ye had a poorly cow, where'd you go to get the vet?
Outside a brick building, Pat looks on as Angela makes her way up a set of steps and stands before a door. She closes her eyes and takes a deep breath. A dark-haired girl opens the door.
You're the girl who stole the baby Jesus from the church.
It is you, isn't it?
Dorothy?
Mother, this is the girl who took the baby Jesus from St. Joseph's.
Nice to meet you both. Now come along, Dorothy. Let's get you back inside before you let the heat out.
I was keeping him warm. The baby Jesus was called in the church, so I took him home to warm him.
Well, then you better both come in.
Will the vet help?
Let's ask him.
Dorothy leaves. Angela and Pat stand in the foyer, then join Dorothy and her mother in a sitting room.
Sit, please.
Pat sits in a leather armchair. Angela joins Dorothy on a love seat. Dorothy turns to Pat and shakes her head at him.
That's Father's chair.
He turns to a man sitting, reading a newspaper in another leather armchair.
The dad has two chairs.
Dorothy's mother sets a teapot on a table. Dorothy makes her way toward an old-fashioned record player.
Would you like to hear some music?
Nothing too hectic, please.
She sets the needle on the record.
Getting anything nice for Christmas?
I love Christmas!
Dorothy, please let our guests talk.
Mam is getting me a big surprise.
And we're getting Mam a big surprise.
What are you getting her?
We're getting her dad home for Christmas.
Home?
He went to Australia for work.
I tried digging, but...
I would love to dig to Australia. What an adventure! And they have so many fascinating animals. Kangaroos, koala bears, wallabies.
Wallabies. We checked the map in the library. It's not that far.
Oh, my darling.
Father, what other animals live in Australia? You must know them all.
There are simply too many marsupials to list.
Speaking of animals.
Yes?
Mr. McGinty's cow?
Of course! Father, Angela has something to ask you.
Dorothy shoves Angela toward her father.
Hello. my friend's cow. She's having a baby. My friend's cow needs a vet.
I can help you, Father.
And our dad. Our dad can also help.
What a great idea. Then Father will have more time to play with me.
Excuse me. Maybe I'm mistaken. Did you say your father could help?
He's really good with his hands. And he loves animals.
The father who's in Australia.
We're getting him back.
That's simply absurd.
Edward.
What does absurd mean?
It doesn't matter. Let's all eat our cake.
We're getting a train.
Oh, I thought you were digging.
Digging didn't work.
And the train will? What's it going to do when it gets to the water?
Pat lowers his eyes.
Precisely.
We're getting Dad back.
I'll tell you what. I'll make you a deal. Get your father back, and I will help your cow.
Angela shoves his newspaper aside and offers him her hand.
Deal.
Is that clean?
I washed it in the snow.
He shakes her hand.
How exciting!
I really must apologize for Edward's behavior. He's just so terribly tired. Working every hour has him out of sorts. I do hope you get your father home.
Dorothy's mother hands Angela a gift. Angela and Pat step out onto the street. From the window, Dorothy watches them leave.
At least we now have cake for our journey.
Sure, what would that vet know? He's probably never even been to Australia. Probably never even been on a train. And besides, he's just...
Pat holds the framed photo.
I wanted to show it to people when we got there. Show them what Dad looks like. So they would know who we mean. The vet was right, Angela.
Where are you going? We will get him home, Pat. I can help.
Dorothy.
I can help you get your father home.
Help?
Father was right. You can't take the train to Australia. But I do know another way.
She links arms with them.
So the king pleads. Tell me your wish. Tell me your wish. Tell me your wish. The pauper smiles. All right, says he. I'll tell you. I wished. What did he wish for? I don't know. Mam never finished the story. I wish. Father would play with me and my dolls.
Our dad used to play with us all the time.
Did your father not have to work?
Mam says he used to work at the milk mart. But they said they didn't need him anymore.
Is that why he went away?
Yeah.
Then let's go get him home.
At a ticket counter.
3 tickets to Australia, please.
Angela holds out some money.
Huh? Yeah, funny.
Australia, please.
Ah, very good, huh? Ticket to Australia, sir. One ye gurries.
The dock worker lowers a wooden cover over his ticket window. Dorothy, then Angela, and Pat duck under a chain blocking the gate. The worker follows them, picks them up, then sets them back down on the street on the other side of the chain. Dorothy pushes a barrel against a wall, then climbs onto it and over the wall. Angela smiles at Pat. They climb onto the barrel and over the wall. Angela pulls the framed photo of her father out of her coat pocket, then slides it back in. On the other side of the wall, Angela, Dorothy, and Pat stand between stacks of shipping crates. They make their way onto a dock, then watch as a small crane lifting a crate on a chain rolls past them along a track. they turn toward a ship docked in a berth. A flashback. Angela watches as the ship carrying her father disappears behind a cloud of steam. On the dock, the worker approaches. Dorothy, Angela, and Pat duck behind a crate. A crane lifts the crate. They run and duck behind a second crate. As they run toward a third crate, Dorothy slips on a patch of ice. The worker's eyes widen. He turns towards the crate. Dorothy squeezes her ankle. The heel on her boot is broken. The crane lifts the crate. The worker approaches a second crate and looks behind it. On the ground is one of Dorothy's boots. He leaves. Dorothy, Pat, and Angela hide on a nearby set of steps on the sea wall. They peek up over the wall, then turn toward the ship. Angela turns toward a huge pile of coal. She and Pat tiptoe toward it, behind the back of the worker. They duck behind the pile, then watch as Dorothy hops toward them on one foot. Angela waves her forward. A second worker steps from a building and makes his way toward the first worker. A crane rolls past in front of Dorothy, who is gone after it passes.
And you better be off.
Right, so.
The two workers leave. Angela and Pat follow the crane. The crane stops. Angela and Pat stare at it. Dorothy hops down off of it. She hops out from behind it, then turns to them. Nearby, the worker enters a booth and pulls a chain. The worker spots them running toward the ship. The framed photo falls out of Angela's pocket. She looks back at it, then turns and runs toward the ship. A worker grabs Dorothy and Pat as they try to run up the gangplank. Angela darts around the worker, then runs up the gangplank. She reaches out toward the ship as it departs. The worker approaches her from behind and lays a hand on her shoulder. The ship floats away. On the dock, Angela, Pat, and Dorothy sit on a crate. The first worker hands Angela the photo.
Here you go. You dropped this.
Thank you.
She glances at the cracked glass, then turns to Dorothy.
I'm sorry about your boots. I'm sorry we didn't get your dad home. Do you think you'll be in big trouble with your father? He probably won't even notice. Your mammy said he's tired. He's always tired.
A horse-drawn carriage stops nearby. A police officer steps down from it and turns to them and smiles. Outside Dorothy's house, the vet opens the door and looks at a grubby Dorothy, Angela, and Pat on the stoop.
Mother of God!
I just went
Dorothy, to... Dorothy, are you all right?
Dorothy's mother leads her inside. Angela looks up at the vet, who shakes his head at her, then starts to close the door.
Dorothy was helping us bring our dad home, so you would have more time to play with her.
And did you? Did you bring your father home?
No.
He closes the door. In the police carriage, the officer, Angela, and Pat.
Can we make a stop?
She stares at the cracked photo of her father. In the church, Angela stands before the nativity scene. She looks down at the baby Jesus doll in the manger, then opens her hand. In it is the sheep from her own nativity scene.
I never sang in my song, baby Jesus. I never sang in my song.
She turns and leaves. On the street at night, the police carriage rolls past the store. Angela turns toward it and sees the doll in the window. In the carriage, Pat lays a hand on his sister's shoulder. Outside the cottage, Pat and Angela climb down from the carriage, then go inside, where Tom, Aggie, and their mother sit at the table. Angela runs toward her mother.
I'm sorry.
What is it?
I didn't get your Christmas surprise.
Oh, my darling. It doesn't matter.
I broke it.
She holds up the photo.
It's just a silly frame. Come on, let's have some cocoa. It's Christmas Eve.
Pat lowers his eyes. His mother turns and watches as Angela sets the photo back on the cabinet.
He wished to be happy. The pauper. That was his wish. He could have had anything in the world. But when he looked into his heart, when he listened, the words just came to him. I wish.
To be happy.
Try it with me.
Wishes don't work.
Try it with me. Listen to your hearts. Listen to what they want. Tom?
I wish.
Aww. Pat, you next. Go on.
I wish.
Wishy. I'm okay.
Angela.
Angela takes the photo of her father from on top of the cabinet and stares at it. She presses the photo against her chest, then closes her eyes.
I wish.
She opens her eyes, glances around, then lowers her eyes. She turns around. Her father stands before her.
Happy Christmas, Angela.
Her eyes widen and fill with tears. She throws herself in her father's arms. He lifts her in the air and holds her. Her mother turns to them.
Surprise.
Pat.
I wish for Da. Da. He's here.
Me too. Da. Da.
Happy Christmas, everyone.
Da.
Angela, Tom, Pat, and Aggie hug their father.
It's really you.
He turns and hugs his wife.
You got my letter.
They didn't suspect a thing.
Wait! You're really here! He's really here! You're back! Come on!
Outside Dorothy's house, the vet answers the door.
We had a deal! I get my dad home, you help me get his cow.
How on earth did you...
Father?
He turns to Dorothy, who holds up his veterinarian's bag. Then he turns to his wife, who nods at him. Dorothy turns to Angela.
How did you get your father home?
I wished.
Wishes work?
Pat nods.
I wish.
The vet sets Dorothy's hat on her head.
You were correct about one thing.
I really could do with some help.
Then let's go and help that cow.
I just wish I knew what was going on.
You get used to it.
Angela, thank you.
Dorothy and the vet leave.
Daddy, did you know, once upon a time in Australia, there was this big fat king and this skinny little pauper?
Really? Wow. Were they friends?
Angela and her family make their way down the street, then stop in front of the store. She stares at the doll in the window. She turns and shows her money to her mother, who nods. Angela enters the store, then returns with a small package. She takes her father's hand. They leave. The doll is still in the window. In the cottage, Angela, Pat, Tom, Aggie, and their parents sit at the table. Pat unwraps a piece of cake, then hands it to his father, who shows him a small, stuffed kangaroo toy. Tom pretends to make it hop across the table. Angela and Pat sit drawing. Aggie sits in her father's lap. Pat shows his father a postcard. He has drawn a dog's face on a map of Australia. Pat grins. His father lays a hand on his shoulder. Angela is about to return the sheep to the nativity scene, then turns to her father.
Dad, do you want to hear my song?
Outside her house, Mrs. Blake opens the door and finds a gift for Mr. McGinty. In the sitting room, Dorothy opens a gift that contains a hat and new boots. She hugs her father. On the street, Mrs. Blake hands Mr. McGinty his gift. In the church, Angela enters, holding her father's hand. Her mother and brothers follow behind them. She turns and spots Dorothy in her new hat. They wave at one another. Angela and her family take a seat in a pew. Angela turns toward the baby Jesus doll in the nativity scene, smiles, then points at her father. She leans her head on her father's chest. He holds her. In a barn, Mr. McGinty holds the wrapping of his gift. He and Mrs. Blake turn toward a calf wearing four red socks. In his bedroom, Pat lies asleep at bed. His father kisses him on the cheek. His father turns to Angela, who lies asleep in a nearby bed. He kisses her on the forehead.
Happy Christmas, Angela.
Happy Christmas. Happy Christmas. Dada.
She holds the sheep in her hand. Title, Angela's Christmas Wish. Credits, written and directed by Damien O'Connor, based on characters created by Frank McCourt. Producer, Rory Dungan. Executive producers, Vince Camisso, Cathal Gaffney, Ellen McCourt, Dara O'Connell, Natalie Osborne, and Jenny Stacey. Developed by Candy Kugel and Jenny Stacey. Music score composed by Darren Hendley. Cast, Young Angela, Annie O'Connor, Mother, Ruth Nega, Father, Mo Dunford, Angela, Lucy O'Connell, Pat, Brenda Mullins, Mrs. Blake, Janet Moran, Aggie, Shauna Hamill, Tom, Oscar Butler, Librarian, Janet Moran, Mr. McGinty, Pat Kinivano, Accordion Player, Don Witcherly, Bar Patrons, Pat Kinivano and Don Witcherly, Dorothy, Lola Metcalf, Dorothy's Mother, Catriona Balfi, The Vet, Jared Harris, Dock Worker, James Nolan.
A year has passed since I left home. It gets worse day by day. I wish I could leave this place. Duty makes me stay. Your love keeps me strong. as the fighting rages on. Keep a place in your heart for me. I'll be home soon. Keep a place in your heart for me, my love.
Produced with the support of the Incentives for the Irish Film Industry, provided by the Government of Ireland, in association with RTE, with the participation of Ingenious Media, the Nine Story Media Group and Brown Bag Films logos appear. Copyright 2020 Brown Bag Films. All rights reserved.
My love.
A red letter N unfolds into a spectrum of colors.